Money and markets. U.S. dollar now down to 88.9995. We're going to break the 92 line if we haven't broken it already. And as I've said before, it's a straight shot down to 80, back to where we were in the summer of 2014. So, you know, as some of my colleagues say, put on your big boy pants, because the dollar could dive. Fixed income down now, long treasury TLT down 3.26 for the year. That's giving back. It was up 8.95%, so that's giving back about a third of what it was up last year. The intermediate treasury now down 2.15% last year, giving up most of its gains last year. This year, minus 2.15 this year, giving up most of its gains from last year, 2.55. The bond aggregate is down minus 1.13, so corporate bonds outperforming treasuries, not surprisingly. And then junk is now down by almost, it's basically five basis points. Last year it was up 6%. The S&P up 5.64%. Still, it's been correcting down, but still very impressive gains for 1 month, the first month of the year. As I've said many times, at this point, we're now 3 years overdue for a 10 to 20% correction. I bring that up because Goldman Sachs came out and said expect a market correction in the coming months and predicted a 10 to 20% correction. Well, normally I wouldn't quote Goldman. They're not my favorite source of intelligence. But I will say this, and I think I've told you guys this before. In 2016, I sat down for lunch with a Swiss money manager that I sometimes work with, and he had just gone back and gotten every prediction Goldman had made on the equity markets and some other markets over the prior 5 years, and then gone in and looked at to whether or not they'd been correct or not, and came up with the advice that they had been correct in the vast majority of the cases. I think it was 80%. So unfortunately, when you are in a quote unquote managed market, the managers have a good sense of what's happening. And the reality is, if they take a position and then encourage everybody to follow that position, you know, it certainly helps them trade the markets. Okay, so the home builders now up 1% for the year, underperforming the S&P. They outperformed last year. The European ETF up 5.63%, so almost, you know, one basis point away from the U.S. Germany up 6.03%. Developed markets minus North America up 5.02%. China large cap soaring at 14.08%. A lot of that's the falling dollar. Small caps up 9.06%, and the emerging markets up 8.3%. Commodities stronger this year, up 2.31%, and oil up 10%. Wow. So oil's been strong. It opened up strong this year. Gold now up 3.23%. Silver up 2.25%. If we break the 1340 to 1360 line, gold could head up stronger. And there's a good reason for that. The United Kingdom's Royal Mint, which is the institution responsible for producing all the physical money the country has for circulation, has announced the launch of its own gold-backed cryptocurrency. This was the moment I told you, sovereign gold-backed cryptos, that's what's going to be a giant sucking sound out of the non-sovereign and non-asset-backed cryptos. Anyway, so it's they're calling them, they're blockchain based, and they're calling them Royal Mint Gold, RMG. So I expect to see a lot of the sovereign governments follow. And I think it's one of the reasons they wanted to rebalance the gold store. So when the time came to do this, now remember, I've always said, and I've said this ever since the financial coup started, you use fiat currency to steal all the money, but then you use sound money to keep what you've stolen. But watch the sound money guys follow wrong, saying, this is great, this is great. The IRS is squeezing on cryptos. We saw one lovely person post the notice they got from their CPA. Every year we all get instructions from our CPA with a list of all the documentation they want. Sure enough, this year, a complete ledger on all your trading in cryptos. Why aren't we not surprised? If you're trading cryptos and you haven't read our special report on the tax implications of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, I strongly recommend it to you. It's very, very important. If we have the IRS moving in on cryptos, and remember, I think the one way or the other, the IRS is going to have access to all the NSA intelligence on the basically all positions and trading in the market, which I think will be very rich. So I don't think there are going to be any secrets in this market. So please read that, because I want to make sure you are 100% perfect in your compliance. The last thing you want to get caught on is a squeeze as the sovereign governments issue gold cryptos and the IRS moves in on the non-sovereign cryptos. Bitcoin now trading at 9883, so the people who bought at 18,000 or higher are down 50% or more. I'm in Pasadena to meet with, as I said, with Jason Bowden-Smith. We were coordinating on what we're going to be doing in Uluru in May, and I've had a great time. I'm flying back to Tennessee tomorrow, but I asked Jason to record a segment with me on the technological revolution. Jason is a very successful serial entrepreneur, and he's also an environmental scientist. If you haven't listened to our interviews with Jason on 5G or on his book, Making Waves, I strongly recommend them to you. They're in the archive. But I asked Jason if he would just do a quick interview with me on what he's been learning on the technological revolution so that I could add it to this segment of Money and Markets. So let me play it for you now.